Hello, thanks for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Okay.
Hi, I'm calling because there is some unauthorized charges for some membership program that I don't know if it's like fraud prevention that I never signed up for on my Sam's Club card.
Give me 1 second. Let me pull that account for you.
Okay.
What's your zip code, ma'am?
89052.
89052. And your first and last name?
K-H-A-E, last name Kim, K-I-M.
Okay, verify your address, Ms. Kim.
2807 Meadow Park Avenue, Henderson, Nevada.
Okay, please hold for me.
Oh, God.
July부터 찾을 땐 그거 다 달라고 67, 60.
The email is hey, HAEJA, the number one at yahoo.com.
That's correct.
Okay, 1 moment, please. Okay, so it looks like you completed a survey offer. It's a 3-question survey. And you paid the shipping and handling to have the tablet entered into the survey offer?
Well, no, I've never completed a survey, nor have I ever received a tablet.
You don't recall completing a survey?
No. I just learned that these charges have been recurring since July. I don't even know for what.
Okay, I'm checking the IP address. It looks like you did a 3-question survey. You entered into the sweepstake offer to have the tablet mailed out, and if you're selected, then at that time the tablet is shipped out, but it looks like you also have the monthly membership.
Well, I never received a tablet, nor would I have purchased or
if you didn't receive it, that means that you were not selected in the drawing for the sweepstake offer. But at the time you placed the order, you also enrolled into the monthly membership, and that is billed monthly until you cancel your account.
But membership for what? I mean, I
you
received.
You were sent an email with a shopping voucher, and it's valued at $125. That was sent to the email haeja1@yahoo.com.
No, I never fill out these surveys.
According to the IP address, someone from this address, in fact, did submit that survey offer, ma'am. I'm looking at the IP address on here. So someone used that email and this address when this order was placed.
I mean, I have no.
And the phone number that was associated with this order as well was 702-271-0497.
Are you sure you didn't fill out some surveys?
No.
So everything is matching back. The IP address is showing a direct contact to this address.
No. I don't need a tablet. I have an iPad, the Samsung one. Why should I need an iPad?
That it traces back to this.
No.
And we can make sure that the account is closed out so there is no further activity, but it's definitely not fraudulent.
But what service even for? I don't understand what the membership's what
I just explained the shopping voucher that was sent over to the email.
So every month I'm supposed to get a $120 voucher?
It's $125 until you call in to cancel your account.
Do you see email? Can you check your email to see if you have a $125?
If you don't have the emails, I can have the corporate officer resend those vouchers over to you.
No, I just want the membership fees reversed. I've never received.
Now, we have a no-refund policy, ma'am, and I hate that you waited so long to call back in, Ms. Kim. Now, I can assist you with the December transaction.
Again, I only realized this because I was checking my account and saw these charges that I don't understand what they're for.
Okay, I'm so very sorry. So whomever placed this order for the survey, in those terms and conditions, they did authorize to have this card billed monthly until the membership was canceled. So it is pre-authorized charges. But I can go ahead and do a courtesy reversal on the December transaction for you.
But you've been charging it from July.
I really wish you had called in sooner, Ms. Kim, but these are pre-authorized charges. So you may want to speak with whomever went online and did the survey offer, but they were pre-authorized charges.
But the only people who have access to this account are myself and my husband, and he...
Well, you may have forgotten because it's been a while, but there was a survey offer that was applied, and I'm looking at the account now where this order came through when the survey questions was answered. I can go ahead and do a refund for the December charge and a partial refund for the November transactions for you. But I certainly cannot go back to July for you, Ms. Kim, and I'm so very sorry. But again, you or your husband, some may have forgotten because it's been a while, but yes, ma'am, the survey offer was answered.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I've never taken advantage of these $125 vouchers that you're talking about. I don't even know how to use them.
I can have them resent back to your email. There's a link that you would go on, and you can use a shopping voucher at the online store discounts website, and I can certainly have those resent back to your email for you. It's no problem.
But I mean, is it redeemable at the club, at Sam's Club? Like, I don't understand what it's for.
It will give you, it's an online, so it will give you the direct link to go on to. And you can make your purchases on that website.
What retail or e-commerce store is it? Like a third-party store, or is it for Sam's Club Online?
I'm a third party, so I will have to send this to the corporate office man, and they can send you all the correspondence regarding the email and regarding the website that you would go on to make the purchases.
Right now for these vouchers. Okay, well, is there anyone else? I mean, who can I speak to get all the charges, you know, back?
I can transfer you to my manager, but I'm not sure why you were sent to the fraud department because it's definitely not fraud charges. Do you mind holding for me?
Sure.
One moment, please.
Are you sure you never saw this kind of survey that said, like, 120, you know, win, enter to win a tap? I know, but for like a $120 voucher every month? They said that someone from this address everything checks out, so like what Chungguk or Tadum Chuso IP address on in Gong.
Okay, I spoke with my manager. So it looks like we were able to get a full refund credited back on the November and December charges for you, Ms. Kim.
Okay.
And I can have those applied back to your card within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, I would appreciate that. But what about July, August, September, October?
Please continue holding. I'm going to try and get you transferred over.
Okay, thanks.
Please continue holding for me. My manager is reviewing your account.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, ma'am. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Okay, so my manager has reviewed your account for you.
Yes.
So in regards to your order, so I have refunded November and December, and she stated that she can also do September and October, so that will be 4 of the refunds that we can credit back on your account.
And then was it charged in July and August too?
Yes, my system will not allow me to go back that far. That's why I was saying I really wish you had given us a call earlier on the account.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wish I had known earlier, too.
I can actually do the August transaction for you.
I mean, I would so appreciate that.
Okay, I can have the refunds credited back within 3 to 5 business days. Do you mind continuing to hold while we get everything processed for you?
Sure, so you're able to do everything except July then?
Yes, ma'am. I'm not supposed to, but we are going to go ahead and do a one-time courtesy for you.
Okay.
Please hold for me. Have you spoken with your bank regarding the charges, Ms. Kim?
No, I tried calling me for, I mean, I called, okay. Well, I called Sam's or whatever, you know, the store-affiliated customer service.
Give me 1 second, okay?
Sure. Well, this one is not going to show it the right way because this is HTML. This is not HTML. Mm-hmm. But you just look it on here. Okay, so mom couldn't show it to me, yeah?
Please continue holding for me.
Okay.
I'm processing those refunds. I'm sorry for the wait time, ma'am.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you.
And this card, is it still active?
Yes, it's still active. I just used it to pay for gas the other day. Yeah, I mean, I'm in my email account. I don't see any vouchers emailed to me either, so I didn't know. And I don't, I mean.
They may have went to your spam email.
Oh.
I was going to have a request to have those resent back, but since you're getting the refunds applied, they're not going to resend those since you're getting the refunds.
Okay, that's fine. I need them. I'm just letting you know, like, I'm trying to, like, track down, like, why I didn't know about this. And I mean, you're totally right. I should have been checking my credit card statements more carefully every month and questioned it sooner. But I don't know, sometimes, you buy things and you don't remember. But then when I saw the pattern, I just, you know, tried to call. I really appreciate your assistance. And,
yes, ma'am. No problem. Okay, so I went ahead and got those refunds processed from August through December. They will appear back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. And your account okay. has been terminated, so there will be no further activity going forward.
But not the credit card, just this membership, right?
Ma'am?
Not the credit card hasn't been terminated account? The credit card account has been has not
no,
been
no,
terminated.
Not the credit
just
card. The
just
membership. Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, so it looks like we have everything taken care of for you. And is
okay,
there anything
great.
Else at all that I can do for you at this time?
No, this is, we really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome, and thank you for calling Customer Care. I hope you have a wonderful night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.